tomorrow, Governor Phil Scott will unveil his plan to plug a nearly $60 million hole in Vermont's education fund. Administration officials say the governor wants to use one-time money to solve the problem. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Statewide property tax rates would need to go up by about 7 cents next year in order to fund the school budgets approved by local voters back on town meeting day. Governor Phil Scott says that's a rate increase Vermonters simply can't afford. And Secretary of Administration Suzanne Young says on Tuesday, Scott will unveil a plan to avoid the tax hike.
The governor has directed the administration to come up with a way to close the FY19 deficit with what will mostly be one-time funds, if not all one-time funds.
But Young says that one-time money won't be available to offset property tax increases in future years. So she says the governor's proposal will also include a plan to reduce costs in public schools over the next 5 years.
So we are looking at what we can do to right-size our infrastructure and our overhead so that we can deliver better outcomes to the smaller population of students.
And that could put the Republican governor on a collision course with Democratic leaders in the House and Senate. Lawmakers have thus far been mostly cool to Scott's cost-cutting proposals. Last week, for instance, Scott proposed potentially stiff financial penalties for school districts with high staffing levels. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says lawmakers are all for getting a handle on personnel costs, but he says that's already happening organically. And he says mandating headcounts in local schools threatens the quality and reputation of Vermont schools.
If the message they hear is that in Vermont, what we're doing is we're acting like the Roman army and decimating by taking out one out of every 10 teachers or something, it does not really send the proper message.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says a 2015 law that required school districts to merge into larger governance entities is already beginning to yield structural savings. And she says this year, lawmakers have already taken steps to reduce future costs by reforming the way Vermont pays for special education.
So I think the House has done really tremendous work in trying to curb costs over the long term and make sure that we respect the local decisions and local control.
Both Johnson and Ash say respect for local control means leaving operational decisions like staffing levels to local voters and school boards. Lawmakers have also expressed concern about the use of one-time money to fill the gap in next year's education fund. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.